Welcome to Borders and Belonging, a podcast dedicated to exploring the intricate dynamics between immigration and populism. Today, we embark on an in-depth exploration of how populist rhetoric and policies impact immigrants worldwide. We'll examine specific cases, dissect the underlying causes, and understand the broader implications. So let's begin this critical journey. Let's start with Bhutan, a nation that has recently passed a draconian law forbidding the Rubits, a minority group, from practicing their religious traditions. This law is the latest in a series of discriminatory actions that have historically marginalized the Rubits. As tensions rise, thousands of Rubits flee to neighboring Gilbia, often arriving without passports or access to their financial resources, leaving them stranded and vulnerable. This crisis in Bhutan is part of a global phenomenon. According to a June 2022 report, over 100 million people worldwide have been forced to flee their homes due to persecution, conflict, violence, human rights violations, or events seriously disturbing public order. Among these displaced individuals, nearly 32.5 million of them are refugees. These numbers are staggering, highlighting a crisis that transcends borders and impacts millions of lives. The plight of these refugees doesn't end at the border. They face numerous challenges, from securing basic necessities like food and shelter to navigating the complex legal landscape of asylum and immigration. However, one of the most insidious challenges they face is the prejudice and xenophobia stoked by populist leaders who exploit fear and misinformation. The COVID-19 pandemic has further destabilized economies worldwide, even in powerful and wealthy countries such as ours. This instability drives people to seek safety and security beyond their national borders. However, it also provides fertile ground for populist leaders who exploit existing fears among native populations. These leaders portray immigrants as threats to both their economies and cultural identities. Populism is a political approach that appeals to ordinary people who feel disregarded by the elite. Populist leaders resonate with these disenfranchised groups by crafting agendas that significantly influence public opinion and policies towards immigrants. Let's take a closer look at some examples. One example is, in Australia, policies detaining asylum seekers are driven by a desire to preserve a quote-unquote white Australia, as promoted by politicians who are against multiculturalism. This sentiment is not only just implicit, it is often explicitly stated by political figures. These policies result in the prolonged detention of asylum seekers, often under harsh conditions, which reflects a broader trend of systematic discrimination. These policies are not just about border control. They are about shaping national identity by promoting an exclusionary vision of what it means to be Australian. Populist leaders create a hostile environment for immigrants, making it difficult for them to integrate and thrive. Detention centers in Australia have been criticized for their inhumane conditions, where asylum seekers, including children, suffer from mental health issues and lack adequate access to medical care. This reflects a deliberate strategy to deter asylum seekers from attempting to enter the country, underpinned by a political narrative that frames them as a threat to the nation's social fabric. In Europe, we also see similar dynamics at play. The Hungarian government has been accused of whipping up negative and hostile sentiment against asylum seekers, and making life as difficult as possible for those trying to enter the country. One commentator noted, not only is the Hungarian government whipping up negative and hostile sentiment against asylum seekers and migrants, but it is also making life as difficult as possible for those who are trying to enter the country. This quote highlights how fear-mongering can be strategically used to isolate power by portraying migrants as threats, thus justifying harsh treatment. By implementing stringent border controls and creating a hostile legal environment for asylum seekers, the Hungarian government is effectively closing its door to those in need. This approach not only dehumanizes migrants, but also undermines the principles of solidarity and human rights that are foundational to the European Union. In Hungary, the construction of barbed wire fences and the deployment of armed forces at borders serve as physical manifestations of this exclusionary policy. Furthermore, the government's refusal to participate in EU-wide refugee resettlement programs showcases its commitment to isolationist stance, exasperating the plight of those seeking asylum. Let's shift our focus to the United States during the Trump administration. According to the UNHRC paper, the xenophobic rhetoric increased notably with the implementation of the Muslim ban, which halted travel from seven predominantly Muslim countries. This policy was justified on the grounds of national security, but it had profound implications for the affected individuals and communities. The Muslim ban not only disrupted the lives of those directly affected, but also sent a chilling message to the Muslim communities in the United States around the world. It legitimized xenophobia and contributed to a rise in hate crimes and societal division. This policy illustrates how populist rhetoric can translate into concrete actions that marginalize and harm vulnerable groups. The travel ban led to family separations, canceled visas, and prevented students, workers, and families from reuniting. Its implementation sparked widespread protests and legal challenges, highlighting the deep societal divisions it created. In Turkey, the arrival of Afghan immigrants has become a hot political topic. The opposition has pressed the government to take strong measures to stop the influx, leading to the construction of a border wall with Iran. President Erdogan stated, "With this wall, we will totally stop the arrivals." This quote underscores how populist leaders exploit national security concerns to implement severe measures against immigrants. By constructing physical barriers and enacting stringent policies, the Turkish government is responding to public fears and anti-immigrant sentiments. These actions demonstrate how populist leaders use the rhetoric of national security to justify harsh measures, often at the expense of human rights and humanitarian principles. The construction of the border wall in Turkey is accompanied by increased military patrols and surveillance, creating a heavily fortified border region. This militarization not only prevents migrants from crossing, but also creates an atmosphere of fear and hostility. Populist influence extends beyond immediate political gains and shaping long-term national identity and social policies. The shift of the popular vote from mainstream left to right-wing populist parties or leaders contributed to significant effects like the Brexit referendum in the UK and Donald Trump's election in 2016. Both events were marked by strong opposition to immigration. Research indicates that strong nationalist identities correlate with increased xenophobic attitudes towards migrants. Populist rhetoric effectively translates into social attitudes that lead to restrictive immigration policies and social exclusion. These nationalist and populist policies not only cause short-term harm, but also hinder long-term social integration and cohesion. In the case of Brexit, the Leave campaign capitalized on fears of uncontrolled immigration and loss of sovereignty. Using slogans like "Take Back Control," this messaging resonated with many voters who felt marginalized by globalization and economic change. Similarly, Donald Trump's 2016 campaign heavily focused on building a wall along the southern border of the United States and implementing stricter immigration controls. These campaigns successfully tapped into existing anxieties about cultural change and economic insecurity, driving significant political shifts. But the impact of populist policies isn't limited to these high-profile cases. Across the globe, we see similar patterns. In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro's rhetoric and policies have often targeted indigenous communities and immigrants. framing them as obstacles to national progress. This has led to increased violence and displacement within the country, further marginalizing already vulnerable populations. In India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has faced criticism for its treatment of Muslim immigrants, particularly with the implementation of the Citizen Amendment Act, CAA, and the National Register of Citizens, NRC. These policies have been viewed as discriminatory and have sparked widespread protests and international condemnation. The CAA, which offers a pathway to citizenship for non-Muslim immigrants from neighboring countries, coupled with the NRC, which seeks to identify illegal immigrants, has been criticized for undermining India's secular constitution and discriminating against Muslims. Even in traditionally immigrant-friendly countries like Canada, populist movements have gained attraction. Politicians and parties that espouse anti-immigrant rhetoric have found an audience, leading to policy proposals that seek to limit immigration and refugee intake. This shift is indicative of a broader global trend where populism and nationalism are reshaping immigration policies. The consequences of these national and populist policies are not only damaging in the short term, but also impair long-term societal immigration and cohesion by fostering an exclusionary national identity. Populism creates societal divisions that are difficult to heal. Immigrants, often seen as outsiders, face significant barriers to integration, which perpetrates cycles of poverty and marginalization. Moreover, populist propaganda and policies often exploit long-standing societal fears and prejudices, intensifying xenophobia and profoundly affecting immigrants' lives and social inclusion. By capitalizing on fears, politicians and media promote exclusionary identities that severely damage inclusivity and unity. To counter these decisive tendencies, it is crucial for us to foster an inclusive and empathetic society that values diversity and unity. This involves not only changing policies, but also addressing the underlying fears and prejudices that drive xenophobia. Education and awareness campaigns can play a significant role in changing public perceptions and promoting inclusivity. Furthermore, it is important to support and empower immigrant communities, ensuring that they have the resources and opportunities needed to thrive. This includes access to education, healthcare, and employment, as well as legal protections against discrimination and exploitation. International cooperation is also essential. Countries must work together to address the root causes of displacement, such as conflict and persecution, and develop fair and humane immigration policies. Multilateral organizations like the United Nations and the European Union have a critical role to play in facilitating this cooperation and ensuring that the rights and dignity of immigrants are upheld. In conclusion, the rights of populism and its impacts on immigration is a complex and multifaceted issue. By understanding the dynamics at play and working towards an inclusive and humane solutions, we can build a more just and equitable world for all. Thank you for joining us on this journey through navigating the struggles of immigration and populism and the effects of xenophobia. See you soon.